Well, it's about making sure that we're providing the care that people need, and that isn't just about their physical needs, which is maybe what a care assessment might be around. You know, it's those tasks, you know, somebody needs help with having a wash in the morning, help with getting dressed, help with having their medication, help with making breakfast. You know, a care assessment might say this is what somebody needs. Mm-hmm. But in life, you know, and in truth, in life, if we don't have those things, we don't thrive, we're not successful, you know, and that applies to any of us. But actually, what's important to most people in life isn't what you need, it's what you want, what you wish for. And it's that, you know, and that's why, generally speaking, we do longer visits in other settings, because it gives us time to actually work on those things that people actually want. And usually it's as simple as being able to sit down and actually have a cup of tea with a person, so that the rapport is ongoing that way, and we're comfortable and confident that when we're not there, there's a lot of other engagement between the residents themselves. They go, you know, it's the events that are held here, they have a nice restaurant here that a lot of people go to, you know, so we're just part of like a bigger thing here.
That's amazing. And what does that, and Jean, you might like to come in on this as well, in terms of that whole kind of environment that you decide, what does that make possible?
It makes, I think, quality of life and reducing isolation, which is always a worry for us. And actually, I know COVID was quite a few years ago now, but we're still, some of us are bearing the scars still of that, and people getting very isolated in their homes. So I think it's helped very much with that. But the other thing that has happened, and it's sort of, we hoped it would happen, but it's happened quite slowly and organically. We've got residents now who have been receiving care through NR Care, who we didn't know about, who weren't on the radar at all when we were doing, we consulted with the whole site, but we did really focused work with the people who were receiving care who were going to be most impacted. We've had a couple of residents just in the last few months that come to mind who weren't receiving care and didn't have a care need at that time, but who now, I think, because there's trust that's built between us and the home care provider, and also the residents talk to each other and are kind of saying it's helping them. We've stepped outside of the purely prescribed Social Care Act kind of definitions of care, and some residents are fortunate and are able to buy that care themselves. Yeah. And the local authority, to its credit, has tried to flex. We've got a particular resident who doesn't necessarily have a personal care need, but is incredibly lonely.
Yeah, vulnerable.
And very, very vulnerable. And just having regular checks, which will be something like having a cup of tea and a chat, which isn't something that you can kind of validate on a Care Act assessment.